So, good morning, everybody. This lecture is a lecture that I give to our first year psychology students, and I've only changed it a very little bit for you. The title, as you can see, is here. If you don't know the meaning of any of these terms, I'll explain them as I go along. You have all a handout which shows the slides, so you don't need to write down what's on the screen. I'll say quite a lot of things that are not on the slides, and that will help you to listen. This is an outline of the lecture. I'll be talking about the concepts of evolution and fitness. Many of you will be familiar with these already, some of you will not. I'll talk about adaptation, that is how animals are adapted to their environment and how they're adapted by their structure, that is the way they're built, and also the way they behave. Then I'll be talking about a particular aspect of behaviour, which is learning, and when that helps animals to adapt. I'll be talking about differences between species in what they learn, and I'll be talking about some kinds of learning that are only seen in species that are called precocial. You won't know the meaning of that word now, probably, but I'll explain it later. Finally, after talking about learning that is specialised, that is seen in some species and not others, I'll talk about two kinds of learning that are universal, that are seen in all species, called habituation and associative learning, and I'll try to discuss why it helps animals adapt to have these two simple kinds of learning. I gave Anne Pallant a bit of suggested reading in association with this lecture. Here it is again if you want it. So, evolution and fitness. First, you need to know what a species is. A species is a population of organisms that can interbreed successfully. That is, they can breed and have viable offspring, children. As you know, species change over time. The way that the human species looks now is different to how it looked 30,000 or 500,000 years ago. New species, because of this change, new species evolve from earlier ones. And the reason why species change is that they need to adapt to the environment in which they live. They need to develop characteristics that will make them successful, that will help them to produce successful offspring in that environment. So how do species adapt and how do they change? This slide is really just a lot of definitions of critical terms in evolution and fitness. I won't talk about these in a lot of detail, but here are the definitions so you have them. The first thing is that individuals within a population, a group of animals living together, individuals within a population of a species will always differ. For example, in this room there are different hair colours. I don't actually see anyone with pink hair. I think you all have your natural hair colour, and it varies between individuals. Height varies, weight varies, other things vary, the clothes you wear vary, the language you speak varies. Some of these variations are inherited. For example, your hair colour is usually inherited, unless you've artificially coloured it, of course. Your height is to some extent inherited, the language you speak is not. Inherited variations are ones that you will share with your offspring. When you have children and other relatives, they're more likely to have the same inherited characteristics. The next thing that's important is competition. Some individuals will be just better at succeeding, at gaining resources in the environment where they live. They'll be better at getting access to mates, to food, to space for living, or they're better at overcoming dangers, such as predation, being attacked by other animals, or sickness. The process of natural selection, which I'm sure many of you are familiar with, is that necessarily individuals who compete more successfully in a given environment will have more offspring. And also, they'll have more surviving other relatives, because those other relatives will share the same characteristics. And this is called inclusive fitness. Inclusive fitness means how many offspring and other relatives you leave behind you. And adaptation occurs because those individuals who compete better through natural selection have more offspring and other relatives, and therefore the next generation contains more individuals who have the same inherited characteristics. Thus, the population of the species gets, with each generation, slowly better adapted to its current environment.